This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The assault on Down syndrome babies is reaching a fevered pitch. Seemingly not content with over 90% of Down syndrome babies being aborted, self-described ethicist Richard Dawkins kicked off a firestorm of controversy with his comments, nearly demanding the deaths of Down syndrome babies before birth. Now a woman in South Africa has filed what's called a wrongful life lawsuit because she was unable to abort her Down syndrome baby. The hype in California over state funding of embryonic stem cells is very interesting, but for reasons its supporters wouldn't enjoy. The companies that enjoy such funding are becoming very successful, and press reports link that success to clearly unethical embryonic stem cell research. Yet ethicist Wesley Smith points out that their success is coming from stories that paraplegic people are now walking, but they are walking because of ethical adult stem cell therapies, which are stem cells taken ethically in their adult cell stage, not from embryos by killing them. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. A PBS special on the Philippines is attacking the Catholic Church for opposing contraception. The program repeatedly incites panic over a presumed population explosion. That population bomb rhetoric is rather easily debated by people with an open mind who visit websites like the Population Research website, pop.org. This has been Life News Radio.